This is 7AD, time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Barry?
Not too bad, long weekend, so we got you on a Tuesday instead of Monday. And I'm really interested in your topic today. I don't think we've spoken about this before, certainly not in detail. Green aeroplanes.
That's right, mate. We're not talking about green aeroplane jelly or the colour green or anything like that. We're talking about aeroplanes that have got green credentials. And look, over the years, we have talked about all sorts of renewable energy-powered innovations, from electric cars, trucks and trains, and now it appears planes are on the agenda.
Why not?
And last week we also talked about Twiggy Forest and the Fortescue Future Industries building a hydrogen production plant in Bell Bay in South Australia's Whyalla. Well, it appears old Twiggy, he's gone one better, and he's inked a deal with Airbus to create a formal partnership to develop hydrogen-powered aeroplanes by 2035.
Excellent.
Yep, and there's a good reason. We need to look into cleaning up the aviation industry, as it is responsible for 12% of all CO2 emissions for transport and 2.1% of all human-induced carbon dioxide emissions. So they're part of the problem.
Yeah.
We've also mentioned before how emissions from aviation actually put a reflective layer between us and the stratosphere, which also masks some of the effects of climate change.
So,
when aeroplanes have been grounded, things like 9/11, volcano eruptions, and lately COVID, there's been a change in microclimates where the emissions have had a chance to dissipate. You know, things have got hotter and colder quite dramatically.
Yep.
Now, hydrogen. Hydrogen can be burned in a jet engine. So imagine that'll be the focus of how it will go. In fact, jet turbines are very forgiving on fuels they'll run on. And avgas, Darren, is basically higher octane kerosene. That's about it. The other option would be to put the gas through a fuel cell and convert it to electricity and use that power to drive a propeller. But I doubt this could be scaled up to be much good for any other than small planes travelling short distances, and certainly not international travel.
Right.
So I don't know about you, mate, but I look forward to the day we zoom off to global destinations in a plane that only emits water as a byproduct of propulsion.
Indeed.
Like, it's just raining, you look it up, now it's just a plane went past. But the initial designs and tests indicate that they can be as fast as traditional jets and be capable of moving more than 100 passengers per flight over thousands of miles, kilometres I should say. Initially the target would be for shorter flights, which actually makes sense as the majority of flights around the world are basically short hops within, say, large country boundaries. So you imagine Australia, most of the flights over Australia would be from state to state and within states. Also, say, across smaller countries that are in close proximity, like they are in the EU.
Yeah.
So it's expected 3,000 kilometres of range will be achievable by 2035, and by 2040 the target is around 7,000 kilometres.
How far is it to London from Australia? It's about 10,000?
Yeah, so we're probably not going to get there, are we?
No.
But, look, anyway
close enough.
I'll work something out.
Yeah, well, that's right. Technology, as far as low emission or zero emission fuel and renewable energy, is moving so quickly. Who's to say that by 2040 you could fly completely around the world in a hydrogen plane?
That's right. So the demand is there, and where's the demand, you'll find the R&D is not far behind it to make it happen. And, you know, look, this is another cool thing. The fuel, while being hydrogen, could also be Tassie hydrogen.
Yes.
Pretty cool. Now, Australia teamed up with some big players from the European Union to crack one of the largest pollution issues facing the globe, and our little island is in the mix.
Yep.
You know, and look, this is, well, probably not the best story to promote hydrogen aviation, but it's not the first time hydrogen has featured in aviation. In 1893, Zeppelins were first developed as lighter-than-air airships, basically a big balloon filled with hydrogen with some propellers to push them around. The Germans used them as bombers in World War One, and after the war they were used for transatlantic flights between Germany, North America and Brazil. It took around 5 days for a trip to the USA, and it was only a fraction quicker than by ship, but look, a lot slower than what modern aviation does today. Imagine jumping on a plane, it took 5 days to get there. It's a bit weary.
Oh, God, no way.
Yeah. Well, this is an interesting fact, and I didn't notice till I researched this story, Darren, that the spire on the Empire State Building, and it's a pretty recognisable building, that was designed to be a mooring point for Zeppelins.
Is that right?
Yeah,
wow.
I didn't know that. And
no, I didn't.
Well, it's pretty cool. But, of course, after the Hindenburg disaster, the hydrogen airship business came crashing down.
Yeah.
And that was a bit of a pun intended there. But apparently, being a balloon full of highly flammable gas did have its downside.
Yeah.
So, interesting times ahead for hydrogen production. and aviation.
So, you know, I'm assuming that the way to go is it's liquid hydrogen, isn't it? It's not
gas. I imagine so. They'd be have to move it around. But I guess the physics side of that, it would have to be incredibly cold and compressed to keep it in a liquid state. But look, I dare say they'll nut it out. And we'll have clean green planes.
Very good. Right, so we're into autumn now.
We are. Yeah, summer's been and gone. A few cool starts of the days lately, which is, look, just a little reminder that winter is just around the corner and it's time to think about keeping warm when the temperatures start to plummet properly. Hmm. You sick of cutting wood, Darren? I don't know, you might not cut wood.
No, I don't. I don't burn wood, put it that way, but...
Yeah. Well, those that do, they'll be sick of carting it inside.
Yeah.
They'll be sick of all the wasps and the spiders and the dust. It's all the critters you bring in with it.
Yeah.
Look, DMS Energy, we have options to keep you warm and require none of those things. Getting out the ute and cutting wood or paying big dollars to get the wood brought to you. So think LG heat pumps or Actron ducted systems for keeping you warm this winter. Energy efficient, so cost effective to run. Clean and hot. Plus clean and cool for summer if you want that option as well.
Yeah.
So the LG heat pumps are walking out the door at the moment due to their ease of use and efficiency, and the 10-year compressor warranty makes the decision a little bit easier as well. But most of the calls we're fielding now are for heating, so it's happening.
You can have a look at those heat pumps for yourself. Go to DMS Energy. They're in the blue building as you head out of Spraydon towards Sheffield on the right-hand side, 1300 502 599, and you're also on the Facebook and the net as well.
We are. All the W's, dmsenergy.net.au. You can have a look at our products. You can put in a quote request. No, we'd be happy to hear from you.
And if you have a question regarding fuel efficiency, maybe even hydrogen planes, contact Adrian via the DMS Energy Facebook page. Thanks, mate. We'll catch you next week.
Cheers, Darren.